PPI Radio Awards 2012.
Category E1.
Music Presenter of the Year.
Dave Moore.
You know the story in the news about the tax evasion case taken against Harry Redknapp and Milan Mandrić, formerly of Portsmouth.
You know me, I don't know a huge amount about sport, but I do love this story because he opened an offshore bank account in the name of his dog.
Rosie, incidentally, is the name of his dog. Rosie Redknapp. He's another one. There are two of those British bulldog jobs, as you know, was the wide shoulders.
Rubber English dogs.
Yeah, so
take it out a pub on a Sunday.
The other one, like the dog one, like the bitch was Rosie, but the dog was like, you know, a proper dog's name, so he couldn't really get away with it.
Alf.
No. It was like Rex. Rover or something. Right. It wasn't, but it was something like that.
Oh, something too doggy.
Yeah, too doggy, exactly.
Right, okay.
Today on Twitter, there began a hashtag. I'm not sure where. If you don't know what Twitter is, you know what a hashtag is. I'll explain briefly. Basically, it's a funny. People make up funny puns, and this happens on Twitter almost every day. It'd be like chocolate bar movies, and you'd have people making up puns, chocolate bar, like a Star Bar Wars,
etc. We get it.
So this happened, Dog 11. So I saw a few of them and said, hey, I'm going to steal a few of those, add a few of my own, and come up with a football team based in the Premiership with dog puns for Harry Redknapp. Are you ready?
A lot of time in Dave's hands.
I was sitting in my car for half an hour today waiting on my Spanish lesson. Okay, so first of all, the team will play at Old Stafford. They only go downhill from here.
Oh my God.
Except for this one.
Underground.
The manager will be Kenny Dog Leash.
Okay.
It's a double hit. Dog and leash.
It's an old one you did when you were five.
In goal, Anders Lindegaard dog. Or Stray Given. I haven't made up my mind yet.
I do like Stray Given. That's good.
Back three. I'm going for a sweeper system. Back three. Spaniel Agger. Of course, you have to know footballers to get
these.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Daniel Agger. John Terrier. And Eunice Kabul Dog.
You see, four people got that.
Okay. Damien Wolf.
Instead of Duff?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Damien Wolf.
Yeah, Damien Wolf.
This is so good. It was so good in your head.
Scotty Barker. Darren Fetcher. Okay, that's a bit of a stretch. And then my fourth dog in midfield, Jody Marsh. That's not a joke. Up front, Didier Dogba.
Very good.
Emil Husky. And my favourite of all time, Ruud van Sitgoodboy.
Now that is a stretch. That is a stretch.
That's the greatest.
Nistelrooy to Sitgoodboy.
And providing commentary on the day will be John Mutson and Andy Greyhound.
Dermot and Dave
on 98 FM.
And also in the news this evening, Rihanna's been named the sexiest woman alive for the 2011 by Esquire magazine. She's not convinced by the title though, saying she doesn't feel like
one.
Oh, leave Rihanna alone, I put her up there. She doesn't feel like a sexy thing at the end of a concert.
Have you seen the size of her thighs? I'm just saying. Have you seen the size of yours? Yeah, but I'm not being voted sexiest woman in the world.
Well, you should be, because I'm quite attracted to you right now.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get to what older female celebrities are doing to their hair in a minute. But there has been outrage on the text about Dave's outlandish sexist remarks about women with big thighs.
Sexist. Sexiest. It was the sexiest poll.
No, you said Rihanna couldn't be top of the sexiest woman in the world poll because she had big thighs. Tara in Portmarnock says, what the hell is wrong with a nice, firm pair of thighs, Dave? Couldn't agree more, Tara. I'm feeling mine right now. Somebody else, Millie, says, Dave, I love you most of the time, mm-hmm. but I'm disappointed with your comment. Are you trying to imply that large-thighed ladies cannot be sexy? Shame, shame, shame. These are the kinds of texts that have come in. So you better apologise to the sexy women of Dublin.
I apologise. I apologise for my callous, inappropriate and insensitive comments.
Hear, hear.
Just because a woman has large thighs doesn't mean she can't be sexy.
Damn right.
Look at all the beautiful, large-thighed women of the past. Marilyn Monroe. Yes. Xena, Warrior Princess.
Oh, very hot.
And Murder, She Wrote. In fairness, I'm no wall painting myself. I buy jeans in the tent section of the great outdoors. They're fine, you just have to remember to take the pegs out. So, I'm sorry. Sexy, curvy women of Dublin.
Yes.
And to make good on my apology...
Excellent.
I'm going to send you all out a voucher for a curry chips and a Snickers, because I know how you love them.
You can't say that. Dave,
98 FM.
Quarter past five on Wednesday, time to join Dozy Rascal.
You say that, but he's not here.
What?
No. I got a text off him today to say, I'm not going to make it in. I said, you can't. You're on every Wednesday. It's your job. He says, no. I'm sending you a report.
We're not buying him any more Nike Air Max. We're not paying him.
I'm sending you a report from Carton House. He's down with the Irish rugby team.
Right.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it. It's just literally arrived in during the end of Brezzy, so I just got to hit play and hope for the best.
All right, check it out, Dermot and Dave. I'm down here in Carton House. I'm here with the rugby squad in it. RF, you and all that. Got my passes around my neck. Got a little parking sticker on my car and that, so I can, like, go around. It's very swanky down here, I tell you that, right? This morning, right, I pulled up outside the hotel, and, like, some guy came over to me and started, like, taking my keys off me. And I was like, oh, hey, what are you doing? I started, like, pushing him and that, getting ready for, like, a proper fight and that. And then he says, no, man, I'll just park your car. That's my job. I was like, this is the greatest place on earth, man. Even park your cars and that. And then, like, I went for a massage, and I was thinking to myself, this is going to be real relaxing, like, playing all this music and that, like, rubbing hot oils and all on me. Going to be real nice with a last lady. But I think I took a wrong turn, because, like, I ended up with the Irish team physio. He started digging his elbows in my back. He started, like, wrapping my legs around the side of my head and started telling me I'll be in good shape for a Rabo Pro 12 game next week. What's he talking about, man? Anyway, none of this matters, because the reason I'm down here is to hang out with the Irish team, get familiar with the boys, see how they're getting prepared for the, like, next game and that. So joining me now is a man who unfortunately won't be playing against Scotland. It's Paul O'Connell. All right, Paul.
How's it going, Dozy? Good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too, Paul. Bad news for you. What's wrong?
Dozy, like, got a bit of ligament damage there, so you know yourself, I won't be able to play against the Scots, but... still here, you know, supporting my local dairy and all that, you know, giving it up for the cows.
Oh, yeah, that's nice of you, man. Plus, like, you keeping the boys' spirits up and that.
Oh, yeah, I'm here in a motivational capacity purely now, you know, like, giving team talks, you know, putting an arm around one of the younger guys, you know, word in the ear, telling them how they're doing. But I'm also here, like, to do with entertainment and that.
What are you talking about?
You know, in the evening time, like, I'd play a few songs, you know, and keep the lads going.
Oh, what, like, a couple of traditional Irish tunes and that? Feels that in Ryan, or?
God, no, does he? I'm mad into the hip-hop myself, like, and, you know, I'm a fan of yours, I have to say, you know, but I keep it fairly real, you know, I'll keep it on the streets, like, for the boys, you know, like, I want to make sure they all, you know where I'm representing and all that, you know.
I'll be honest, Paul O'Connell, I did not expect you to say that, and I'm amazed, and I would also love to hear one of your tracks.
Well, I'd be a bit nervous now performing in front of you, like, you know, established artist and all that. But, like, if you will, if you drop a beat, I suppose, I give it a go.
It would be a pleasure.
I am Paul O'C and I'm rapping to the beat. The beat is fat, not like me. I'm stronger than a horse and 50 men. Other day I signed an autograph and broke the pen. I'm a tall man and I play second row. If you think that you're hard enough, come and have a go. I'm not saying that you are a fairy, but I heard that you don't support your local dairy, so I'm out.
98 FM with Dermot and Dave. That's no.
Lenny Kravitz, 98 FM. Are you going to go my way? Quarter past six with Dermot and Dave. We're here thanks to Imagine, whose 4G WiMAX network. You can pick up if you live in Christchurch, Blackrock, or Coolmine. See imagine.ie for more details.
Brenda Sheehan on Twitter just tweeted to say, the awkward moment you're caught singing to Lenny in your car. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. And you tell that person who sniggered at you or looked at you funny, we're going to send Lenny after. He's going to beat them to death with his dreads.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Yes, he's that out of touch that he doesn't know Lenny has short hair now. But that's cool. Don't worry, that's cool.
He's got dreads in my mind. And Brenda's.
Movies that you watch backwards. Okay? So this is essentially... if you were to watch a movie backwards,
what to do with your skybox if you're really, really bored?
This is what these movies would seem to be about. Jaws. If you watch it backwards, it's about a shark that keeps throwing up people until they have to open a beach. If you watch 127 Hours backwards, the James Franco movie, it's a story about a disabled man who finds an arm in the desert, attaches it, and discovers a love for biking. If you watch Scarface backwards, it's a movie about a man who gives up cocaine and crime to follow his dream of becoming a dishwasher to earn enough money so he can visit Cuba.
I'd imagine that Raiders of the Lost Ark must be about a man who finds a box in a warehouse and then chases a giant ball into a cave.
Yes, precisely. The Matrix is a guy called Neo who gets tired of using his superpowers to fight, so he jacks into the ship's computer and sucks all of the kung fu knowledge from his brain, then plugs back into the Matrix and begins his new life as Mr. Anderson. Fight Club, if you watch that backwards, it's about a man's transformation from a crazy street person in a gang to becoming a productive member of society. Rambo First Blood, if you watch that backwards, it's Sylvester Stallone healing people with his magic bullet vacuum.
Let me hoover that out of your chest for you. Won't be a minute.
Titanic is about an enormous ship that surges up from the vast depths of the ocean in order to save a large number of people who are inexplicably floundering near an iceberg, then kindly takes them back to Southampton. If you watch Godzilla, the 1985 amazing Legend is Reborn movie, it's about a giant lizard who helps rebuild a half burnt down city, then moonwalks back into the ocean. If you watch The Karate Kid backwards, it's about this karate champ that slowly becomes a wussy and ends up moving back to Jersey.
And he whacks off and then on.
If you watch Pretty Woman backwards, Richard Gere robs a woman of everything until she turns to prostitution. There's loads more of these. If you get a chance, drop us an email to davesnofriends@98fm.com and I'll send them out to you.
And an officer and a gentleman starts off with him carrying a woman into the factory so she can start work.
You see how they're going.
That's the
no
best
friends.
Pub game ever.
davesnofriends@98fm.com.
Dermot and Dave
on 98FM.
My son, Andrew, I sing him songs. I write songs about him. I sing impromptu songs about him all the time because he really likes it. So he could play the guitar and I just start playing random chords and I have to sing like...
Oh, you're so cool.
Andrew's over there and he's sitting down and he's playing with his fire trucks and if I stop, he's like, more, daddy, more, whatever. So this happens a lot, but it's rubbed off because the other day... I wasn't there, I was at work, but Tracy, my wife, heard him in the kitchen singing, didn't know the song, went in and sneaked around the corner, and he was singing his own song, because she said, what's that? And he said, Andrew's song. Like, okay.
What's the name of the song?
I'll let you hear it for yourself, because there's only three words in it, and that's the name of the song.
Lady Bum Bum.
Now, if you can't make out what my two-year-old daughter is singing...
Am I right thinking it's Ladies Bum Bum?
Yes. Ladies Bum Bum.
Come on, Andrew. Fair play to you.
He later sang...
You don't
sang,
have to worry about him, though. You know what I mean?
He later sang... you're right, though, because later he sang version number two.
Oh, yeah.
Which was Ladies, Lady Buttons, Ladies, and Lady Buttons is what he calls boobs. Right?
Hold on a sec. Lady Buttons.
Yeah.
Where did he get that from?
Because if you have a belly button.
Yeah.
So when he saw me or Tracy with no clothes on, he said one button, two button, three button. So then we said, yeah, but they're ladies. So he was then say lady buttons. And anyway, I got an idea.
Lady buttons.
I'm going to exploit him like those pushy parents in Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yes.
Because what I can do is I can play the song and then halfway through add this.
Brilliant.
So crazy
hey,
things. Oh, big end. It's a number one smash hit
in Cyprus.
98 FM with Dermot and Dave.
Position the temper trap on 98 FM. 30 minutes past four. Dermot and Dave, good evening to one and all.
There were many arguments about cheese and crackers on Thursday. They could be the same ones again today. It's back, you know, just after 6 o'clock today, we're going to be playing Cheese and Crackers.
What is it?
Well, it's Dave's cheesy song versus Dermot's cracker of a song. We can't tell each other what it is.
No.
Can't give away any secrets, so that he might change something at the last second.
Not happening. We reveal them to each other and to you, and then you vote which one you want to hear, cheese or cracker. So far, it's 2-0 to cheese.
So far.
Whelan, you probably have noticed that I'm kind of accident prone.
Really, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Like every game of five-a-side football I've played, you've managed to tear something.
Yeah, that's right. Usually ligaments. Then I did my leg.
Even the AstroTurf, I think you tore as well at one point.
Chopped my finger Christmas Eve. That already came off.
That's right.
Today, I had one of the most painful ones I've had so far. For two reasons. Painful in the sense that it was sore, and also painful because in front of a group of men, I looked like a fool. You know, there's people you want to impress in your life, right? People who drive white vans, delivery men. I always want to impress those people.
Yeah, this isn't general. This is just you.
Okay, sorry, me. Yeah, yeah. I also really want to impress groups of taxi drivers at a rank, okay?
Why?
Because they're so salt of the earth and they know things and you want to seem like you fit in.
Well, just drive by them the next time and shout out the window, "I'm not a racist, but..." They'll love you for it.
No, stop it. So I was walking back to whatever that hotel beside the Ginger Man is that has a rank outside it, right? I was walking there today. And I had in my arms, I had my bag, I had my phone, I had my car keys, and I had my sandwich in a brown paper bag.
Very nice.
Which I stuck in my mouth as I was walking along. Then when I got up to the car, I couldn't open my front door because a guy had parked his taxi kind of slightly in the way. So I just went, turned around, they were kind of looking at me because they wondered if it was, and I went, just like, wave, come on down. So they all kind of moved down. I was like, oh, the lad's coming down to slag your man up moving his car. Then I tried to say, like, I just can't open the door. And I realised that I couldn't take the sandwich bag off my lip. It was stuck. You know the way it does, the way paper does that?
Yeah.
But I really wanted to join in the banter, so I just ripped it off. It was one of the most painful things of everything, but I had to keep a straight face and go, "I'd say, is he doing this all the time, does he?" And they're all like, "Yeah, move back, head, Jack." And I'm going, "My lip is so sore." And, "No, it's grand, lads. Yeah, I'll be off now anyway. You can..." Yeah, you can throw it back. Is it going to be Punchella?
You know what, man? People usually aspire, you know, to be some kind of a leader or head of their office.
What?
Or, yeah, impress their peers at work or
No. Their
old school friends to show them at the 10-year reunion that you've been doing well. You actively go out and try and impress bands of bored taxi men.
My goal in life, if someone does a business interview with me and they say, "What is your goal in life?" It would be to one day be thought of as capable of helping a delivery man back his white van into a tight space. That's all I ever want.
Aim high, Dave. Aim high.
It's Katy Perry in 98 FM.
Right hand down now, Dave. Right hand down.